In this lesson, we focus on one of the most important Christian teachings about spiritual destiny, the final resurrection and the spiritual body. Many people imagine the Christian future as leaving the body behind forever. They picture heaven as a purely invisible place where souls float without bodies, without earth, without work, without creation, and without embodied life. But that is not the full biblical hope. The Bible teaches that God created human beings as embodied souls. In Genesis, God formed the human from the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life. The human became a living soul. The body was not a mistake. The physical world was not evil. Creation was declared good. Sin brought death, disorder, decay, shame, and separation from God. But redemption does not mean God throws away his creation. Redemption means God restores what sin damaged. That is why the resurrection of Jesus matters so much. Jesus did not rise as a ghost, a memory, or a religious idea. He rose bodily. His resurrection body was transformed, glorified, and victorious over death, but it was still truly him. The risen Jesus could be seen, known, touched, and recognized. Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 15 that believers will be raised. He describes the resurrection body as a spiritual body. That phrase can sound confusing at first. It does not mean a non-physical body. It means a body fully raised, empowered, and transformed by the Spirit of God. The spiritual body is not less real than the body we have now. It is more fully alive. Our current bodies are mortal, weak, and subject to decay. The resurrection body will be raised in glory, power, and incorruption. The same God who created us as living souls will raise us for new creation life. This gives deep meaning to spiritual growth now. What we do in the body matters, worship matters, service matters, sexual holiness matters, food, rest, work, compassion, tears, touch, presence, and obedience matter. We are not trying to escape being human. In Christ, we are being restored as humans. The final hope of the gospel is not disembodied escape. It is resurrection life with God in the new heaven and new earth. This hope strengthens weary believers. It comforts the grieving. It humbles the proud. It encourages faithful service. And it reminds us that no act of love offered to Christ is wasted. Because Christ is risen, we too shall be raised.